Recording in progress.
Today is Tuesday, February 25th. It is the monthly meeting of the Town of Candia Zoning Board, and I'd ask you to stand, please, to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, Amy, would you like to read the first case for us?
Case number 25-001, applicant the Village at Candia Crossing Association, 15 Pine View Drive, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Owners, the Village at Candia Crossing Association, 15 Pine View Drive, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, 15 Pine View Drive, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 406, Lot 16. Intent, seeking a variance under Article 8, Section 805, Sign Regulations, Sign Restrictions, Residential District. The installation of a sign at the entrance with community name.
Okay. First of all, tonight we have, our board consists of five people. We have only four people here. You have a right to be heard by five people if you wish to be heard by five people. But if we, if you are not heard tonight, you will have to renote. We have to renotice the meeting, and the applicants will have to pay for the renoticing. So I'm not sure who's speaking for the community. I'm sorry. And would you, if you wish to speak, would you raise your hand, please? But also, please say your name and your address.
Yeah, I'm Jean Swanson of the board from Candia Crossing. Our president is out of town, so the rest of the board is here. There are four of us, and I think that's fine. Just we'll go ahead with.
Okay. All right. We'll open the hearing, and I want to say that we have read the sign regulations, and I was going over the case this week with a new building inspector, and in reading the sign regulations, we have found that we disagree, or at least I disagree, and the building inspector disagrees with the interpretation of the former building inspector, because the sign regulation reads that in the R district, one sign shall be allowed not exceeding 2 square feet in area for each residence, not exceeding 4 square feet in area for each home occupation, not exceeding 20 square feet in area for any public, institutional, or other permitted uses. The senior housing is a permitted use. And our feeling was that we wanted to discuss it with the board because we feel that you have a right to have the sign. And one of the responsibilities of this board is to make a decision, a determination about a decision of the building inspector. And if we disagree with the interpretation of the building inspector, this board has the authority to overrule the decision of the building inspector. And I think that's what we feel our role is tonight, that you are entitled by right to have the sign, and that we would just have to, the board would have to vote on that and make that determination. And I don't know if there's any members of the board or the building inspector wishes to speak, but anyone anything to say? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to say anything or speak? Just raise your hand and... No, you're stunned.
We were prepared to answer questions if you have any.
Do you have questions?
No, we don't.
Okay, all right. No, I felt, and I know that when I spoke to our building inspector, he felt that we disagreed with the interpretation, and this happens, and it's one of the four authorities that this board has. We grant variances, we grant special exceptions, we grant equitable waivers of dimensional requirements, and we also can grant appeals to decisions of the building inspector. And this is a case where we disagree with, or mm-hmm. I disagree with, what the building inspector did, and our current building inspector also disagrees. So the board will have to, we'll just discuss it, and we'll make a motion. And if the board prevails, if that idea prevails, then you can come tomorrow and get your building permit for your sign.
Great, great.
So is there anybody who has anything else to say?
You want a motion?
I would like a motion, absolutely.
I move the board nullify the decision made in the December 16, 2024 decision by the former building inspector denying the applicant permission to build their sign for Canyon Crossing.
Second the motion.
Okay.
That's a motion.
All right. Ron?
In favor.
Oh, I asked for a second.
Tony seconded. Tony seconded. Okay, Ron?
So, Ron Howe, aye.
Aye.
Zott, aye.
Steinmetz, aye.
Okay, we're done. You have your,
thank you.
Come tomorrow for your permit.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Jeez, I hope you're involved just for that.
Definitely want to get time.
Well, it's really lovely. I think it's going to be lovely.
Well, yeah. How can you be a good boy? I just want to see
this. I think you did a great job.
They forgot to mention it's going to be on the outside.
Whoops. I don't see people very often. Ken Parrington, move right up there.
I'm
Ken Parrington.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I haven't been down here in one of these meetings in ages, so I wanted to say hi.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you came.
I probably should come more of them, but...
Well, thank you. It's good that you come. I love your house. I love what you've done up there. Yeah, I do.
I think it's too small because I lived up in that one for so many years.
Oh, I know, but it's perfect for you, right?
Well, it's kind of a big, it's too big now. I don't have any dog, and she lived to 13 and a half. And
well, you need to get another dog.
Yeah, but it's just not, none of the things are never the same. And the older you get, the worse it gets when it isn't the same.
Oh, I hear you.
It's good to see you, though. Thank you all very much.
Well, thank you, too. Thank you for coming, Ken. It was nice to have you come in and
it's good for me to
us.
Get out of the house more than I do.
Yeah. Well, come to the meetings more.
Then they'll just throw me out after a while.
Okay.
Have a good night, sir.
Good night.
Night.
Thank you all.
Okay, Amy, would you read our second case?
Case number 25002, applicant Franco Vera Associates Incorporated, 143 Raymond Road, Canada, New Hampshire, 03034. Owners, Michelle M. Vincent Revocable Trust, 69 South Road, Canada, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, 69 South Road, Canada, New Hampshire, 03034, map 410, lot 108. Intent seeking a variance under Article 6, Section 602, Dimensional Requirements, the creation of a residential lot that has 199.7 feet of frontage instead of 200.
Are you Mr. Franklin?
No, I'm Bruce Scammon.
Okay, and...
Jason Franklin couldn't be here tonight because of a death in the family.
Oh.
And
you said Bruce Scammon?
Scammon. S-C-A-M-M-A-N.
Oh, well, proceed, Mr. Scammon.
So, members of the board, members of the public, for the record, my name is Bruce Scammon with Franklin Vera and Associates, here representing Michelle and Dennis Vincent. They have a lot on South Road. When we went to do a frontage survey, the original survey that was done before us, it's been on record here, has a frontage of 13 feet, was what they thought they had purchased. Now, with time going by, monuments being there, how they set them originally. When we went and surveyed them, there was a total frontage of 399.7 feet. They would like to, they live here at the lot, they'd like to put in, give a lot to their daughter so that she could build a home next door. So to do that, we don't meet the letter of the law. We are proposing that the existing lot, we put 200.1 feet so that one we know is conforming, and that would leave us with 199.6 feet. So we're 0.4 feet, which is about 4.5 inches difference in the frontage. So I can go through the criteria if you'd like. I don't know how the board likes us to operate in.
Normally we would go through the criteria. This is pretty easy.
So
I would think, unless the members wish to go through the criteria.
No, I think we can go through that ourselves when we
could
decide.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
Obviously, surveyors are extremely accurate, or attempt to be.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like 5 inches and 400 feet is a reasonable error. I just can't imagine that we're even here quabbling about this.
I agree. Is it possible that surveying equipment now is a lot more precise than it was when it was originally?
There's always, I don't know how the previous work was done. Mr. Wickert's work says that it's referring back to a previous survey, so I don't know what the age of that survey was when they created this frontage.
But clearly their intent originally was to create two conforming lots. But for some reason, it's off by 4.8 inches here.
Correct. And they also left 6.1 acres so that it would be enough for two lots there.
Okay.
So when they did that subdivision work, it was clear that they were intending that this was big enough for two lots with the zoning as it was at the date that it was created. So there's your hardship. There's the intent of it.
I mean, their intent was.
Do you remember when I remember that when that was sold? And so, is there a year on that when that was done?
1997.
Yeah, I remember when that all.
Oh,
was
actually,
done.
That's when we moved in.
Yeah,
that's in 91 when that was done from the Brown.
Yes.
From the Brown.
Yes.
91.
I remember that. Yeah. Okay. Does anybody on the board have any questions? I mean, this is a fairly simple.
So the total acreage is how much the whole plot there?
6.14 acres.
6.14?
Yes.
Okay, because I didn't see anything on the tax map, but okay.
That's per the recorded plan that's been on record by Mr. Wickert since 1992.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Yep.
Looking for a little sheet I have.
Our office had told the Vincents not to bother surveying the whole thing at this point, because why spend the money to do the whole thing until we get through this process?
Sure. Absolutely.
So.
Okay.
You want me to go through the various criteria?
Yeah.
All right. You want to vote on each one?
Yes, please.
You want to close the public hearing?
Yeah. So if anybody, sir, did you wish to, do you have any questions or anything that you want to say?
No issues. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then, and is there anybody on Zoom that?
Nope.
No one's on Zoom?
They all left. They were all there for the sign, apparently.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, then let's go through the five variance criteria.
Okay, section 1402.
Oh, wait, I'm going to stop you for a minute. We only have, the same thing applies to you that applies to the other people. There are only four of us. You have a right to hear, being heard by five, but we would have to re-notice the hearing. And so you have to agree to to be heard by the four people on the board.
I recommended that they agree.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Boyd, go ahead.
Okay. 1402C. The Board of Adjustment shall hear and decide requests for variances from the terms of this ordinance. No variance may be granted unless all of the five following criteria are met. Number one, the variance will not be contrary to the public interest.
Okay. Ron?
It definitely wouldn't.
You agree it's not contrary?
I agree, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chivers agrees.
Zod agree.
Stamets agree.
Okay, the number two?
Number two, the spirit of the ordinance is observed. Clearly, they're trying to observe the spirit of the ordinance. You can't argue with that.
Okay. I'll agree.
Okay.
Chivers agree.
Zod agree.
Stamets agrees.
Number three, substantial justice is done. This variance does provide the justice necessary.
I'll agree.
Chivers.
Zod agree.
Stamets agree.
Number four, the values of surrounding property not diminished. Chivers agrees. I'm sorry.
I'll agree.
Zod agree.
Stamets agree.
And the last one, clearly, little enforcement of this provisions of this ordinance would result in an unnecessary hardship to the applicant.
I'll agree.
Absolutely. I agree.
Zod agree.
I agree. Stamets agree.
Okay. So you get to proceed from there.
Motion.
And the only thing I would say is that let me find the exact place here. Wait a minute, I marked it. I would caution you to read 6.01, section of the ordinance, 6.01, section E.
Of the zoning ordinance?
Yeah, when you're doing your lot. Okay, so we're done.
Okay, thank you.
So you can come.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. I need a motion that we grant the variance.
I move we grant the variance.
I second that.
All right, Ron?
I'll aye.
Chivers aye.
Zod aye.
Stamets aye.
Okay, so your variance is granted. And Amy, when can they pick it up?
The notice of decision?
Yes. Probably
Thursday.
Yeah, Amy's doing. You have bear with us. Amy is doing two jobs. She is our new town administrator, but she's also filling in as our. She was our assistant, our very able assistant. We're very sad to see her leave, but very glad for her promotion. And so she's doing two jobs. So it'll take her a little bit, but you will have your variance.
Oh, Amy will help. She'll have it this afternoon. No pressure, Amy.
Knowing Amy, she'll do it before she leaves.
Made somebody very happy.
Yeah. Oh, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Good luck with the new family.
See
you.
Okay, so we have minutes that we need to approve. They're from September, and Amy sent them to us electronically.
And there's a copy in the folder.
So I don't know if you have read them.
Congratulations.
Thank you all very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you all.
Easy. Okay, you can go. You don't have to do this. Go home. We're just going to do minutes and we're done. Okay, all right. Okay, so we just have these minutes from. Did anybody have any questions about them or any comments or corrections to the minutes? They're from, believe it or not, the last time we met, September 24th.
And then there'll be a form.
It was from September of last year?
Yeah. This is the meeting, I believe, where we this is the meeting where we
Five High Street
did the yeah the tank farm where we dismissed the tank farm. So
hey, well, good night.
If everybody has if everybody has read them or if there's any questions or comments, otherwise I'll entertain a motion to accept them.
Move we accept the minutes as printed.
And second?
I second the motion.
Okay, Ron?
How aye.
Charvers abstains. It was a
okay, Zod aye.
Steinmetz aye.
Okay, so we're all done. We have a...
Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn?
So made.
So do we have a second, or do you motion, right?
I'll second. Second it.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. All right, we're adjourned.